Determining the Hubble Constant Without the Sound Horizon, Perspectives with Future Galaxy Surveys, by Gerrit S. Farran et al. H0 constraints from galaxy surveys are sourced by the geometric properties of two standardizable rulers, the Sound Horizon Scale, RS, and the Matter Radiation Equality Scale, KEQ. While most analyses over the last decade have focused on the first scale, recent work has emphasized that the second can provide an independent source of information about the expansion rate of the universe. Recent approaches to obtain a sound horizon independent measurement of H0 from the equality scale have avoided RS-based information by removing the sound horizon calibrating prior on the baryon density. We present a new method to marginalize over RS. This allows baryon information to be retained, enabling tighter parameter constraints. For a Euclid-like spectroscopic survey, we forecast sound horizon independent H0 constraints of sigma H0 equals 0.7 km S1 MPC1 for our method using the equality scale, compared with sigma H0 equals 0.5 km S1 MPC1 from the sound horizon. Upcoming equality scale H0 measurements thus can be highly competitive, although we caution that the impact of observational systematics on such measurements still needs to be investigated in detail. Applying our new approach to the Bose power spectrum gives H0 equals 69.5 carat plus 3.0 minus 3.5 km S1 MPC1 from equality alone, somewhat tighter than previous constraints. Consistency of RS and KEQ-based H0 measurements can provide a valuable internal consistency test of the cosmological model. As an example, we consider the change in H0 created by early dark energy. Assuming the Planck plus SH0ES best fit EED model, we find a 2.6 sigma shift, delta H0 equals 2.6 km S1 MPC1, between the two measurements for Euclid. If we instead assume the ACT best fit model, this increases to 9.0 sigma, delta H0 equals 7.8 km S1 MPC1. This was Determining the Hubble Constant Without the Sound Horizon, Perspectives with Future Galaxy Surveys, by Gerrit S. Farran et al.